When I left residency in 2010, there were four of us that graduated as chief residents. And I think out of those four chiefs, we had one that temporarily left the profession for a while and is just getting back into it. One other who I think is doing just a few shifts a month. And a third one who killed himself 1 year after residency.
That's Raman Tabatabai. He is an assistant residency director at LA County USC. And after graduating, he went off into private practice, only to return to the residency just a few years later.
I think about the futures of our residents, and I want to make sure that they have a good path.
A few weeks ago, we started a series on emergency physician burnout. This is part of that series, and it's not easy to do, obviously. Nobody wants to talk about this because, you know, it's not fun. It's not exciting, but it's real. And within our residency a number of years ago, it became tragically real.
When we were in residency, it's super fun. It's exciting. It's new. You're learning a ton. There's a ton of people around you. High fives are everywhere. It's also stressful, and there's a lot going on during residency, but there was always a good support system, I think. And after every shift, I think people got together after a night shift, you go for breakfast and people would talk about whatever issues they had or tough cases that they had or whatever imposter phenomenon that we always talk about. After residency, I think some of that support system was taken away. I think the shifts were still interesting and exciting things were happening. But when the tough times came, it was tough to have that same catharsis as you had during residency, maybe.
This is actually a story I hear commonly. It was certainly my experience. You go from residency where you see a great patient and then you turn around and there's like five of your friends to talk to about it. Whereas in private practice, it's you need to see the next patient. There's 20 more in the waiting room. A very different experience. For some people, that idea of being the captain of the ship, you're in charge, it's all up to you, well, that makes you feel pretty good. But for some of us, it makes us feel a little lonely out there. So burnout is real. The stresses are real. And for some people, they become overwhelming. Tell us about Tony.
So Tony, when I started residency, we did a PG 2-4 program. So we'd all gone off and done internships at other places. And I did what was called a transitional year, doing various things. And when I came in to emergency medicine at LA County, the first shift I had, I said, holy crap, I know nothing. What did that year prepare me for? And I think a lot of the other residents felt that way. But when you look at Tony, there was just like this air of confidence. He had a different knowledge base, I feel like, than the rest of us. He was the resident that we all looked at and said, God, this guy must have done a whole emergency medicine residency beforehand, before he came here. Loyal guy, great guy, had a little bit of a dark sense of humor, but quirky in a great way. And all 3 years that we were in residency together, we got together sporadically, had retreats and all kinds of things. Not a single one of the other 17 other residents, I think, ever had an inkling of a thought that he was suffering from any mental health issues during residency or after.
So post-residency, Tony went off and did some flight medicine in Australia, and then he returned to LA and had a variety of jobs.
Part-time at County and part-time at a tough community hospital in Los Angeles. And as far as I knew, he was doing fine. He would only talk about the positive things. We talk about now, having talked to others who have had people commit suicide in their lives, Tony was, I guess, somewhat of a non-disclosure. He didn't tell us about any of the bad stuff or tough things that he was going through in life. And one day, I remember about a week before the really bad thing happened, he called, I guess, three or four of us in the residency to hang out. None of us could at the time. And that was the last that I'd heard of Tony. In sort of an effort to do a better job of assessing and screening residents for depression and suicidality, one of our faculty, who's actually not in emergency medicine, he's one of our med peds program directors, He was involved in an effort of sending out a PHQ-9, which is a depression and suicidal survey, to all of the residents in our county program. And we were made aware that out of the 68 residents, we had 39 residents respond. Out of those 39 residents, three of them screened positive for suicidality.
That's one residency. It's scientifically flawed. But we know this is an issue. My own sister sent me a Facebook note that said, four emergency physicians in 1 week in Australia committed suicide just recently. This is a big deal. What can we do about it?
So, and just before to preface that, I think if we have three out of 39, I think that it's probably a lot more prevalent than we can even begin to imagine. But who are we working with? So at CORD, which is the Council of Residency Directors, we started a committee last year, a few of us, Arlene Chung, Dan Lakoff over in Mount Sinai, the CORD Resilience Committee. And one of the subcommittees over there is the Mental Health Task Force. And on that Mental Health Task Force, the chair for that subcommittee is Lois Swisher, who's working out in Pennsylvania. And probably many of you have heard another podcast earlier by Chris Doty, and when he talked to Michelle Lin after he suffered the loss of one of his residents at his program. So a bunch of us, there are a lot of people on board that would like to get this out into the open more. And I think it's really important for us to be able to establish that conversation. So as residency directors, you know, I talk to a lot of the residents, a lot of them don't feel comfortable talking to their supervisors about these issues for fear of stigma and confidentiality issues. And will it affect my job? And will it affect my ability to be a resident in this program? And am I going to be under a microscope for the rest of residency? And we're really trying to figure out now, how can we establish pathways for residents to be able to have that conversation that should be had in a way that makes them comfortable?
And if for the reasons that Raman outlined, you're not comfortable with that, talk to somebody, friend, colleague, professional. Feeling burnt out, depressed, like you made the wrong career decision, this is common. Suicidality, apparently, is common. In fact, at a recent Grand Rounds that Raman was at, one of the chief residents got up and said, you know, there has been this recent survey, and it said that 3 out of 39 people in this room have actively suicidal thoughts. And I'm one of them. And it's okay. This is common. Come and talk to me. Come and get help. This is a stressful job. We got to do better at talking to each other.